Well, everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some more healings with everybody. So these healings are from the Creation Light Shift that comes here once every 2,000 years. And it's here just for a very short time to help people with the ascension process and also to help the Earth Spirit regain its spiritual integrity, which is why it's here. So that it can release its, say, judgmental energy, just like us, our emotional energy, and regain its spiritual integrity back to oneness. So this is what's going to be happening with the Earth Spirit. And then at that point, we'll go through the universal shift probably fairly quickly here. Could be 2012. It could be sooner. They don't tell me when it's going to be, but this is the purpose of the Creation Light Shift. The last time that it actually appeared was when Jesus walked the earth, and he was from the Creation Light Ship, came down to the Galactic Federation, and then from there he did his mission. And his life was cut short about 18 years, unfortunately, because the Federation didn't want him to help the people on the planet to ascend. So this is what happened with the dark side there. So we're here now again to help people who are willing to hear the call, who are at a high enough consciousness, who's willing to work on their body to have the body ascend. So you yourself are probably very interested in that, and you may have many friends that don't know anything about it. And so, you know, it's up to them to change to want to have their body have everlasting life, so to speak. So, and if not, the spirit will just move on as normal, and they'll have the free choice after being landlocked here for thousands and thousands of years, to move on to another dimensional plane, we'll say, a different planet, etc., to have another life somewhere else. So the light ship is here to regain its spiritual creations that it created in the light. And the light ship never has ever created darkness. The light ship only creates light and love. And this is why the healings are based in your heart energy, which is what Jesus taught, to connect inside of you to your heart center for your healings and for your guidance, and not to go outside of yourself in the mental realms, in a sense, and pray to things outside of yourself. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this beautiful Monday afternoon or Monday evening show, depending on what time zone you're in. We're coming to you from the Pacific time, where it's 4 p.m., and we also have a show three other times this week, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, and Friday and Saturday night at 9 p.m. Pacific. And we have a wonderful theme for this week's show, for all the shows, which is Healing with Divine Energies. And if you'd like some more information about what we'll be doing on each show, you can go to the show info section, which is the little box that you click right next to Creation Light Shift on the schedule. And so after today's show, you can go in there and find out what we'll be doing for the rest of the week. And today we'll be working with the Divine Water Healers from the Creation Light Shift. And if you've been with us before, you know that oftentimes Ron will bring in the energy of dolphins or other divine beings from the Creation Light Shift to do their beautiful healings with us. And so today's show is going to be dedicated to that. So to get you set up for the show today, what you want to do is you want to click on Creation Light Shift Healings, if you haven't done so already, right on the Monday program there at the BBS homepage, and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a box that has the phone numbers to call in on, which you can do. But it's actually easier and faster for you to reach us through the fast chat. So in that same box where the phone numbers are listed, you can look at the bottom of the box and it says BBS Fast Chat, and just click on that. And that's going to bring up a window for you. And that window has a place where you can simply just type in your name and your message, your question, or what have you, and then click send, and then we'll keep our eye on that and try to get to all of your questions throughout the hour. So once you've brought up that fast chat window, go ahead and minimize it for just a minute so that you can use the scroll bar on the right side of your screen, and scroll down a little bit further, and you're going to see a beautiful light being there. And she's going to be radiating a lot of love and light to you through your monitor. So you'll want to keep her on your screen. And once you've got her in position, then you can go ahead and maximize that fast chat window again and have that right to the left of the picture of the light being. So that way you can keep your eye on both if you're interested in doing that. And so you don't have to kind of toggle back and forth. It makes it very easy. And there's one more thing to do to get ready for today's show, because we will be having one glass of water activated for everyone with personal light codes and healing codes just for you. So if you'll get one glass of water and have that nearby so that you can have that charged up when we get to that point in the hour, this would be a good time to get that ready so that for the rest of the show you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the beautiful healing energy that will be brought in. There's one more thing I'll say before turning it over to Ron, and that is that if you have a special request for a particular light being or water being that you've had experience before, like maybe the dolphins are your favorite or something like that, you can go ahead and type something on the fast chat, and we will try to get to that as well. So I guess that's all I have to say for now. So over to you, Ron, to get us started.
Okay, so what we're going to do first is some empathy clearing so you can be more in your body to accept more of your healing. And the word accept means that you need to be in your body to have the energy transfer to you. So it's not that you're not thinking that you want a healing or that you may not have the proper belief, okay? It's the fact that you need to be in your body for the healing to occur. So this is how we're looking at that and trying to describe that to you. So here we go. We're going to clear some entities quickly here. So we're doing that right now. And you may feel your body energy change slightly. And we're now going to bring back and purify, cleanse your spirit that we're getting now, retrieving these energies from across the universe, so to speak. Remember, if your spirit was in physical pain or trauma or you got mad at someone, anything like that, that's not love-based energy. Your spirit cannot hold that vibration. In a sense, it basically hurts it and it leaves. So it cannot take and adjust to anything that's not love energy. So this is why people are not fully home in their bodies, one of the main reasons. So here we go. We're going to bring back more of you now. Your spirit's around you. You're completely cleansed. And I'll count to 10 as you come and re-enter into your body. Some more of these fragments that will be connected to what's already with you right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, the same process. Doing some more entity clearing here. Okay, and bringing back more of you into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, doing some more entity clearing. And what I will say, we're having a two-hour show Wednesday. Troika St. Germain is going to be away, so she mentioned that we could have her space. So be another special show on Wednesday, which will be 2 hours in length. So we'll see how that portrays her. We'll be bringing in divine energies, I believe, during that show here. And that will also aid everyone in healing here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And doing some more clearing. And then on Friday, as I'm doing the clearing, I can talk to a multitask. So we're going to have a special event on Saturday. And we're going to bring in the pure essence of some of the extraterrestrial doctors. And I'll describe that later on the show on Saturday. But these are the beings that are going to be incarnated into the life forms that we know here of different races, like the Pleiades, the Arcturians, the Zetas. Not all the grays are actually negative, okay, as they're portrayed on Earth here. There's some very loving ones. So we're going to be bringing them in. These are all beings from the light, because they're on the light ship. And this is their first incarnation, and this is who you've been working with all along. So some people would like to ask, you know, what is a Arcturian feel like, energy-wise, or Pleiades energy. So we're going to be bringing these in, Pleiadian energy. So we're going to be bringing these doctors in just like we do in our shell here with the light beam that's on the screen here. So you can experience their loving energies. This will be a first to the shell. And we're going to bring more of you back now. There's a lot of clearing here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So if you'd like to get a glass of water right now, what we're going to do now is have one of the special light beams come in here. She'll come in through the photograph. So what do you think we should bring in, Sylvia? Any ideas what particular water beam should come in? I don't know, nobody's commented so far on it. Maybe we can wait a minute here and have somebody get on the fast chat real quick here, and we'll find out within a minute or two who they'd like to come in. So we'll have that divine being charge your water for you. And this is kind of like a little teaser for what we're going to be doing on this coming Saturday, in which we're doing a four-hour special conference call for $60. And at that time, we'll be charging 7 gallons of water along with 3 hours of divine healing. So it's definitely a wonderful time if you're interested in really having the light ship work with you.
Well, Ron, if we can bring the water spirit into the photo.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay.
Charging the water and also for healing.
Okay, so up on the light ship, there is a water spirit that we normally connect with. And this is the water that's like here in Lourdes, France. It's very similar to that water. It's higher energy, but this water is silver, and it sparkles like diamonds. This is where we go to when we visit the whales and the seals and the turtles and all these particular water light beings who do healing work with us. So if you have your glass of water right now, just put it in front of you. And hopefully you had enough time to do that. And again, put one hand on each side of your container. And we're now going to bring in the beautiful water spirit in. And it'll be transmitted through this light beam on your screen here. And just kind of sit back and relax. The light ship works with heart energy, so you may feel your heart opening up during this process here. And this energy will go from your heart down your arms, down to your fingertips. So what we'll do, two of these, just had Nima come on. He'd like to see the turtles. So we're going to do two chargings here. We're going to first put the liquid light energy water into your glass, and then we'll bring in the turtles. So here we go. This water is coming in now into your body. I feel a lot of movement. I feel like I have an ocean wave inside of me. Very interesting. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, I'm having that same exact thing. It's like the tides are moving through my body or something.
Yeah, this is quite something. This is great. So hopefully you're all having a similar experience. And if you're just sitting there and you don't feel anything, what I'll tell you is that typically males only feel about 1%. So one person out of 100, if you're male, can feel. And women are about 50-50. So half can and half can't. So if you're feeling wonderful, if you're not, it's working anyway. Don't sweat it. And don't feel like you're lesser than anybody else, because sometimes people's bodies aren't here in this lifetime to feel. And it's perfectly fine if you don't feel. So they're almost done charging the water. I'm getting about 15 more seconds. Okay. And this is going to be great, because we're going to have two mediums here. We'll have the water, and then also we'll have the turtles come in. Okay, so just take maybe a sip of water right now, and we'll see how it tastes. Boy, for me it's like very airy. It's smooth, but it's very airy, like a lot of space in the water, like between the molecules or something. And how's yours, Sylvia?
Yeah, it definitely tastes different than I've had before.
Yeah, it's very light water, boy. Very, very light. And so what we're going to do next is, since we have one request here for sea turtles, we're going to bring in the turtles. So they'll also come through the light beam here. So we're going to ask them to come through this photograph. And we're going to ask them to bringing their energy into the photo, and you're going to be able to feel the energy of the turtles from the light shift in this photograph of the light beam. So there we go. And we're just giving them a medium to show themselves and to sense themselves. Oh, this feels very wonderful. What a loving energy.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's so much heart energy suddenly coming from the photo. It's amazing.
I hope you all can feel that and sense that. What you can do, too, is maybe put your hand, maybe a foot from your monitor and, you know, move your palm back and forth across your screen, and you may just feel the loving energy. Boy, it's just very, very intense. Okay. Remember, like I said before, these turtles are going to another location on some planet after the universal shift. And so right now they're up there like the other light beings to do healing work with us. So everything on the light ship is at this point in its creation a light beam. When they leave the light ship after the universal shift, they will never return to it again. They're just going out now to have their experience, just like you have done, to explore the universe. But they chose to be in this form to materialize for us, and this is where they're going to in this form for the next incarnation. Okay, so they're ready. So, again, they're going to connect to your heart center and just kind of sit there and just allow them to flow through your body, through your heart, to your shoulders, out your arms, wrists, and fingertips. And they're charging the water now just for you, for what you need in your life at this very moment. So, yeah, this to me is very, very relaxing.
Yeah, their energy is just such a beautiful, calm, loving presence. Very peaceful.
Yeah, oh man, this is great. Well, this is what you experience on the on my conference calls that I have. I have one-hour conference calls on the light ship. They're $20 Monday and Fridays. And then, like I said, this Saturday is a special Ascension one for $60, and it's 4 hours in length. It's just wonderful. If you can possibly show up for that, connect with me, and you can send me a check, and then I can give you the conference call numbers. So, how's everybody doing? You feel okay now? It feels good to me, Sylvia.
Yeah, it feels very good.
Okay, so take a sip of this water, everybody. Boy, it tastes very good.
Yeah, for me it got very silky on this one.
Yep, very, very juicy.
Yep.
So, we have any comments on Fast Chat about the water?
Yes, we have a couple, actually. We have one from Ram, who says, I felt the waves right when I thought that I heard you say it. Very cool. Yeah, that's great. So great that you felt that, too. And then we have Don in Michigan. He's saying that the light being picture here literally got big and then got small when the water spirit came in. So it actually, the photo changed for him there. So that's wonderful to hear also.
Yep, so very nice. So
if anybody would like to comment on the sea turtles, that would be great as well. And any other requests, if you have a favorite particular healer from the ship, like the dolphins or the whales or anything that you particularly are fond of, please go ahead and type that into the Fast Chat too.
So I guess we're going to bring in, let's see here. We're bringing in the orbs from the light ship here to have people experience this here, since it's a divine energy day here. So just sit back and relax here again, and we're going to bring in the orb energy. These are little conscious beings. They're different sizes. They can be size of like a small marble to like a golf ball to a softball. A lot of people get them over the years in pitchers. They'll take a pitcher and see a little round ball in it, or maybe many of them, thinking that maybe the sun did something or some kind of optical illusion, but they're actually conscious beings. And there's been a lot of talk about orbs maybe in the last, probably 3-4 years, I guess. They've been pretty prevalent, showing up in photographs. So here comes the orb. So just sit back and relax here. And I'll put some music on here so you can enjoy these beautiful orbs doing some healing work with you. Thank you. That felt very, very nice. These loving beings are so precious to want to work with us, too. So it's nice just to give thanks to them because they're just very sacred beings. So what I'd like to do, probably in about 10 minutes here, I'll have everyone get a second glass of water. And we're going to charge that water for bathing tonight. So if you have a bathtub, you'll be able to dump the water into it and experience a wonderful cleansing and clearing for this water. If you don't have a bathtub, you may just want to take a washcloth and put it over your body during the shower here. So just get that water ready. And anything we need to talk about on the fast chat, Sylvia?
Well, I don't think so right now, but I think I'd love to have the energy of the dolphins come in for everyone.
Okay, so here we go. So we're bringing the dolphin energy for you to experience. And again, these dolphins are typically males, and they come in groups of three. All the doctors on the light ship are groups of three. And they're coming in right now. And they're going to come also in through this photograph on your screen. So this beautiful light beam. And they're starting now. I feel them going through my heart to my shoulders right now. And if you notice in all these healings that we've done in the past, you don't feel the energy so much in your head. It's almost always in your heart center. And, you know, you feel it, you know, on a heart level going into your chest. So this is how these healings always work. And it's actually an internal feeling more than you're trying to search for it, you know, inside of your head someplace or analyze it. Okay, here they come. So you can just kind of sit back and relax. And they're here. So here we go. We'll just put some more music on. And the beautiful dolphins now are going to help you out with some healing tonight. have your second glass of water now. What we're going to do is bring in another divine energy. And this is actually like silver raindrops. And they're going to be coming through this light being here. So you may feel this beautiful energy coming into your heart center. And get your glass of water in front of you. And this, these silver raindrops are going to be charging the water up for you for bathing. And this will probably work very nicely with your skin. And it'll go into your body for healing also. So you can have a wonderful experience having a bath tonight. Like I said, if you don't have a bathtub, then you may want to just pour on a washcloth a little bit at a time and rub it on your body. It'll be very nice. So here we go. This energy is here now. So again, you want to put one hand on each side of your container of water. And it's going to start right now. So I'll just put some music on here as these raindrops are now going to be working with you to charge this water. So just feel the beautiful energy and close your eyes and just kind of relax. Remember, there's nothing for you to do on these lightship healings. It's not like the technology down here or processing, having to work things out. It's instantaneous. So just sit back and relax and be back in a few minutes. Plenty for that, so it feels very charged up. So, we have any comments on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Well, let's see. Well, we have from our friend in Michigan talking about how he often has orbs around, especially when he's up in the nature camp areas and sees them around his son a lot. So, that's very nice.
Okay, so we're going to do a healing here for everyone. We're going to do an emotional healing. And this is to help you get more into your body. Remember, the emotional densities are what we're dealing with here on the earth plane, which is what we want to shed for the ascension process. So I'll just do one of these healings here to give you a sampling of this here. So here we go. We're going to go back from this moment in time back to your last birthday. And we're going to do some releasing here. So just kind of sit back and relax. And here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Got to clear that. Cleared. Second cleared, first cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Okay. So you should feel a little different right now. You may feel a little more relaxed, although it's hard to probably feel that because you're already relaxed from the show so far. But if you look upon something that pushed your buttons, got you angry, sad, a lot of anxiety, etc., just look at it right now, the situation in your life that's from the past, and you should feel like you're very distanced from this event. So just kind of close your eyes and take a deep breath and look at it. And you should be able to feel this process, how the clearing has worked and how that it'll look like a past life to you in a sense, or like it's somebody else's movie that you're just viewing. And it really didn't happen to you, but you can see the scenes on it. So just do that quickly here. And you could even take another event if you like. And this clearing is what I do to help people out the most. And I charge $5 for each year of your life. Just take your age times 5. It takes about 1 hour to do. And it takes away the density. So this actually heals your spirit of the traumas that's in one hand preventing it from healing you. Remember, if your spirit's wounded, there's no way you can get a healing from a situation that it's had trauma with. And so what it does, it heals your spirit. It heals your emotional body that imprinted your spirit of all these densities. Because your spirit looks like you. If you have, you know, a headache, it has a headache. If it has, say, a sprained ankle, it has a sprained ankle like yourself. You know, if you have sunburn, it has a sunburn. So it has to be released of these emotional densities. And then it also heals the trauma that is imprinted into your body also, which you'll keep recycling during this lifetime over and over and over again. That's why people talk about, you know, their situations and, you know, history repeats itself. And it's like going to a movie theater, a big cinema, and, you know, you see the same plot, different movies, different people, but it's the same plot each time. So you want to clear those out. This is what I do for people to help them evolve more, to be in the moment. Otherwise, you're always recycling the past. So, what else can we talk about or do, Sylvia? Do you have any ideas there or anything on Fast Chat?
Well, there's a question on Fast Chat, and then I do have a special request. So I guess we'll address the question first, and it's from Larry. And he's wondering if the bath water will work in a swimming pool.
It's
the bath that we charged.
I would say it could work, yes, but typically it's designed just for you. So it has special coatings in it just for you to allow you to heal more. So typically for yourself it's designed for. So I would just strictly use it for your bath water. It's a personal experience just for you for this energy in the water.
Okay, great. And there's a very special, wonderful water healing that I'd like to request, which we had one time before, I believe. And that's when the light ship, light being there, worked with us to actually take our heart energy, that beautiful, loving heart energy, and put it through all the water in our bodies. So if we could do something like that for people, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so time's getting short again here. So if everybody can get a glass of water right now, another one, and we're going to have your heart charge up this water for you. The next question that we see on here is about the meditation happening tomorrow. What I can tell you is that, as Jesus taught, don't go outside of yourself with energy to project your energies, okay? Everything resides inside of you. So going with that, my personal feeling, and I'm sure the light ship feels the same way, is that the earth is perfectly able to heal itself. It's a very conscious being, much more conscious than you would ever realize. Remember, the earth spirit created the earth blueprint. It created everything on the earth, almost everything on the earth, I should say. There were things brought to the earth, but we'll just say all the trees it created. It created our water system. It created the energy lines in the water, which you or in the land, which you may call the grid system. So everything was created by the Earth Spirit, okay? And it's fully capable of healing itself. As far as people attempting to do healings with the Earth, and I'm probably stepping on some toes here, but actually what you're doing is you're putting your consciousness, your own life force energy, projecting it outside of yourself. Now, is your energy pure enough to help someone else? Typically not, okay? Many healers say, when I do healing work, I open myself up to the divine and I have that be channeled through me. Well, to a person, that's wonderful. Remember, the earth is very, very large. And so I would not recommend putting your consciousness out to something that you don't know where it's going to and what level it's going to. What if the earth does not accept energies that you're transmitting at any time? Maybe the density is too low a vibration for it. So if it's too low a vibration that you're putting out to, you know, this energetic being, then where's it going to go to? And typically this is how the dark side lives. It feeds on your energy that you have that you're projecting outside of yourself. And this energy is anger, and it's also when you're in pure joy. These are emotional energies. Or you could switch that slightly to psychic energies, okay? And so I don't recommend doing anything outside of yourself. If you're going to run energy, ask your heart to run it to yourself, to your body, and don't project it out of, outside of yourself. So this is the way I feel about any type of earth healing. I don't think they're needed whatsoever because the earth is a conscious being. It knows how to handle its own reality of consciousness. And the light ship is working directly with the earth spirit now, like I said earlier in the program, to do healings on itself. It doesn't need any of our help. And I would hate to see some of you have your soul stolen by projecting energies outside of yourself for special alignments or attunements, you know, opening up stargates, wormholes, working with any type of energy that you think is valid, not knowing what it is. So I would not recommend doing anything outside of yourself. Keep your energy to yourself. You don't want to be courted by something that you know nothing about on some other dimensional energy system, which could be the dark side, okay? So that's my hit on that there. So like Jesus said, go within and don't pray to idols, okay? Don't put your energy outside of yourself. So hopefully we all have our water in front of us now. And we're now going to run some energy. And what energy were we going to be using, Sylvia?
I think we were going to do the healing. I don't know if we need...
The heart energy from inside of ourselves here?
Yeah, just running the heart energy into the water that's in our body.
Yeah, that sounds very good.
Okay.
So what we're going to have is this... we'll charge the light beam up on your screen here. And she'll help to connect us with our heart energy. And then we'll use this heart energy to charge our water up here. So here we go. She's almost fully activated. You might see her changing. Okay, she's almost fully activated. Okay, there we go. She's ready. So you may feel your heart energy changing. So take your glass of water now and put it in front of you. And just hold it and or put some music on. And your heart energy from your own self is going to charge this water to give you more light energy. So we'll just see how you can experience that here. You can see how much love you have for yourself now by tasting your water in a few minutes here. feels really good to me. So take a sip of your water now and just see how it tastes. This is how much love you have for yourself. And hopefully it's very sweet. Well, mine tastes very good. How's yours, Sylvia?
It's actually very smooth and silky. It's good.
We have a request for mental healing, so we'll do that right now. And this, again, is what I charge $5 times your age to clear out your mental baggage. So here we go. Same process as before. We go to the chakras. The chakras are only about a 1% of this healing. The other 99% is much more complicated and cannot even be discussed or talked about because we don't have the mental concept for it. This is why the Creation Light Ship is doing this for you. And this is not an Earth-based known energy. Even the other beings on other dimensions, the extraterrestrials, don't even have this technology. So here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Remember, this is creation energy working with you. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, just kind of sit back now and, again, close your eyes and relax. And just kind of see how your thoughts are. You should be able to think a lot quicker, maybe a lot faster. Maybe some mind chatter has left you from having these few years done here. And these healings are probably about 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, then they're completed completely. So this is like a little sample of what we do. So just kind of notice how you feel. So, how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Feeling very good. It's wonderful to have these energies come in.
And everybody's water will taste a little differently. And it's what you need at the time, so depending on how the taste is. Normally it's silkier and smoother, so this is the energy that your heart has given you, and it knows what you need. So, any other ideas what we should do, Sylvia? What I will mention, everybody may be familiar with the harmonic convergence, okay, that happened in the late 80s. I think it was probably maybe 87. So I'll just kind of talk about that slightly here, and again, I'll be stepping on some toes. The Creation Light Ship started this ascension process quite a while ago, although it was very slow at first coming in because different frequencies had to come to our planet throughout the universe, and the universe itself is changing. And so a lot of people, including myself, got up really early in the morning. I think it was something like 4 or 5 o'clock, it seemed like. I know I lost sleep on it, and I went to a certain location where people were doing the event that we had, the harmonic convergence, and everybody was putting love to the planet and love, you know, for humanity, thinking that they were really doing something. And looking back upon it now, what actually happened was most of this energy, if not all of it, was put up into an energy pool in human race consciousness for people to draw upon. And it was also attached and connected to and used by the dark side for energy. And people say, well, hasn't the world really changed here, you know, over the years, and the harmonic convergence each year has done this? Well, no, it really hasn't done anything. What it's done is that the consciousness of the light ship is coming, which is from and creating the universal shift. And so people say, well, the Berlin Wall went down and we have different governments changing, et cetera. Well, it really hasn't done what you thought it has. So our egos are very strong here. And we think that we can project our thoughts and create things with them. But actually, we don't do as much as we think we can do. And it can't be done that way. Remember, everything is a heart energy. And so typically, by doing these exercises, you're just bringing energy and giving away your life force to something outside of yourself. Remember that the earth spirit is very, very powerful, so it doesn't need any of your help. And humanity doesn't need it either. The 20 monkeys scenario is part of the matrix system here. If that would have been in effect, and since there's no such thing as time and space, it would have worked very well when Jesus walked the earth for the ascension process 2,000 years ago. Everybody would have ascended, but that's not the case. So just know that you want to stay and keep your energy within yourself so you don't end up having attachments to beings outside of our planet, negative beings, soulless beings that are taking your energy. So be very cautious of this here. And this is the Lightship teachings and also the teachings of Jesus, is that you want to keep your energy to yourself and you want to go within for your spiritual information and knowledge. And you have to communicate with your spirit. And so what I'm saying is that the harmonic convergence really didn't do anything at all, but in the minds and the egos of people, it did a lot. But the creation Lightship started the universal shift long before that, and what you're seeing now happening is the light coming into the planet more and more. And nobody's ego on doing these special energy attunements, et cetera, has helped out one iota. It would be like taking a grain of sand from the ocean and thinking that you're helping the beaches by purifying them, or taking a teaspoon and trying to move the waves around, thinking that this is going to change all the waves in the ocean. In theory, it'll do a little bit, but it's not going to do a whole lot. And so just know that, you know, to keep your energy to yourself. Otherwise, you're giving your energy away. And I'll go one step further here. We'll be signing off here. A person on a conference line mentioned that during the Lightship healing, they wanted to send energy to the earth. And they did that, and they said, gee, I lost all of my energy for myself. So remember, keep this energy sacred. So we're about over on our time here, just about. So thank you all for joining us, and send me an email, please. I'd love to hear from all of you, and we'll see you all on Wednesday. So blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all, and see you Wednesday, where we have saints, masters, and angels coming in for some divine healings. Until then, much love and peace to all. Good night.
Blessings.
Vitaly, the new name in electronic music, presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, your first choice for unconventional and original music.
Yeah, no, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right direction, so we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to BBSradio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm go. Where's my ticket for the shit, man?
You're not quite as sold on the lights and all. You walk through, people look at you, and you don't wonder why anymore. Used to be, you held your head up, 'cause you knew what you were for. Break down any door if you have to. Now you're here in this town, and it seems very small. Well, you don't wonder why.